Marcos Cienceros is the executive director of Warehouse Workers for Justice. Marcos, thanks for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show. So did people at the Joliet Amazon facility already walk out today, or are they threatening to walk out? What is the status on that?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Lisa. I really appreciate it. So early this morning at 3 o'clock, workers did walk off the job. There were we joined them outside in solidarity with a few other allies, really to just demonstrate, one, our solidarity, but two, that, we're hearing what they're saying. Amazon is not listening to their needs, to their demands. And that's why they chose Cyber Monday. They know how important this day is for Amazon. They know how important this facility is for Amazon. And they also understand that, nothing would actually move without these workers doing what they do.
Kelly Nantel, who's an Amazon spokesperson, sent this statement knowing that you would join us. She said, despite a small demonstration initiated by outside groups, the overwhelming majority of our team members at our facility in Joliet, Illinois, continue to do what they do every day, deliver for our customers. While we're always listening and looking at ways to improve, we remain proud of the competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, and safe work experience we provide. Were there any Amazon, higher-ups, anybody there to address the walkout this morning?
No, and they have also not really addressed any of the issues that the workers have brought up, which are about pay, equity. They are looking for a living wage. They are also looking to address safety issues that are very serious at this warehouse. And of course, just really dignity at work. There have been a lot of instances where they have been mistreated or just inappropriate behavior that has not been addressed by Amazon. So, to say that they have been listening, they can say that to you, they can say that to me, but they're certainly not listening to the workers, as demonstrated by the second walkout in 2 months by these workers. And this is, I should also add, right, this is a second shift, right? This is another shift. It's not from the first one. But these workers are also talking to each other. This is happening within their warehouse. We would not have this many people walk out or demonstrate interest if it were not an actual issue. I should also mention that we have a petition signed by 700 workers at this facility as well, demonstrating that this is actually an issue that Amazon refuses to address.
Marcos Cienceros is the executive director of Warehouse Workers for Justice. We're talking about Joliet Amazon workers who walked out. That would be the third shift walked out this morning. I read that if the line was to stop at Amazon today, they would lose $1 million a minute. Is there any validity to that? I mean, are they making $1 million a minute? Is that how much product they're moving?
This is one of the most important facilities for Amazon in the country. There are only 10 of these, and this is one of them. This is a cross-dock facility. They get packages from all over the world. They come to this center, to this hub, and then they get distributed across the region. So yes, that is how much product they move, which also speaks to the profit that runs through Amazon and how important this facility and these workers are for Amazon's business model. These workers do go in every day. They do the work, right? But they are also asking for things that Amazon is very well within Amazon's ability to do. We're talking about a pay increase for a living wage from the most profitable company in the world, right? We're talking about safety issues where workers can feel safe when they're working, where they're not. There's threats of violence like they saw in May, racist death threats in May, and Amazon didn't address that. So they're looking for common sense solutions to these demands that they have.
And Marcos, what are they making now, and what is it they want to make?
Sure. So the average is somewhere between $18 and $19 an hour, they're looking to make at least $25, right?
Which, and do they have benefits? Do they get insurance or anything like that?
Sure, they do have insurance. And I should also add that some of them did receive a pay increase of about a dollar, which, for some of them means a few cents on their paycheck that they take home, and some of them saw nothing because of how small that is. But again, we have to think about the context here of this being one of the largest, most wealthiest companies in the world and the workforce that makes sure that happens. And again, what they're asking for is a living wage, looking at the inflation rate, at the record profits that they're making. This is something that's very well within their ability to do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your side. You represent all warehouse workers, warehouse workers for justice. That's not just Amazon, right? That's anybody who works in a warehouse?
Correct. Yeah, we are a nonprofit worker center, and we support, you know, warehouse workers from across the region. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.